Daniel, your book is entitled White Awake, and ladies and gentlemen, I am indeed saying W-H-I-T-E and not wide, W-I-D-E. I am indeed saying White Awake. And Daniel, one of the things that you really tackle head on is race.
Mm-hmm.
What role do you see that playing in America in general, the world in general, but America in particular, and how we approach it?
Yeah, boy, it's a big one and an important one. You know, we do tend to often group these words together, race, ethnicity, culture, nationality. But I would say the word race is its own peculiar and important word. So one of the things that was very confusing for me early in this journey, it took me a while to understand it, is you know, those who are racially conscious would say the system of race is a social construct. And that would be very confusing to me because as far as I understand theologically, God had created humankind in all different ethnic hues and cultural backgrounds, and that was part of God's good design. And so saying something was a human creation didn't make sense to me. And yet that is exactly true. That so I would say ethnicity is an important word. I think ethnicity represents, you know, the kind of culture and nation of origin, country of origin, stuff like that. You know, things oftentimes what we identify with, that is a reflection of God's design. Race is truly a system that we have created based on physical characteristics that different people from different parts of the world have that we've assigned meaning to. We've assigned value to people based on those categorizations. Most would agree the system of race is probably less than 400 years old. So it's a fairly modern invention, really, at the end of the day. And, when you start to see race as something created by human beings with a specific purpose, and then I would say just because we don't have a lot of time, just to kind of jump to the punchline, I one of my strong convictions is that the system of race has nothing good about it. Right? So when we talk about the idea of race, I think it's 100% evil because it was created for the purpose of assigning human value to people. It was saying some people are superior to other human beings, which is core to the idea of race, and some people are inferior to other human beings. And I see it as a direct assault from a Christian perspective, which is where I'm coming. I think it's a direct assault on who God is. I think it's a direct assault on the God who says all humankind is created in my image and therefore bears my resemblance and carries inherent value and dignity. And so the system of race really is a direct assault on kind of how God has said humankind should be seen and divides based on these very artificial differences, right? There's no genetic differences between race. Science has proven that.
Yes, sir.
Yet we've kind of created this story that says different people based on different racial backgrounds have different proclivities or different weaknesses or different levels of intelligence, most importantly, different levels of human value. And so at that level, it's a very evil and dangerous system.
And, you know, I've never heard it put that way, but I can't help but agree with you that it is indeed both dangerous and evil. Certainly not something that God has had anything to do with as far as its creation, its development. Does it seem like we are, you know, as we get, become more progressive technologically and otherwise in this world, that we get any better, even here at America, at dealing with race and the systems and everything that goes along with that? Or does it seem like we're just getting worse when it comes to addressing this issue?
Yeah, right. I mean, you could probably make the case on both. I mean, certainly you could point to some indexes where there's some progress, and then there's other things you can point to where it doesn't seem like we've made any movement at all. I do like the language that Brian Stevenson uses. Brian Stevenson is somebody who I'd highly recommend people interact with. He started an organization called the Equal Justice Initiative. It's just EJI.org. Brilliant lawyer, represents people on death row, you know, sees a real connection between race and people who are on death row, and talks about race in an articulate way. But he uses this phrase called the narrative of racial difference. And he says the system of race, the reason it's so deadly is not because it sees difference in humanity. That's actually a good thing. The Bible says heaven will see differences, right?
Ethnic differences. Yes, sir.
He says the problem is not that we see difference, it's that we assign human value to those differences.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'd point all the way back to the origination of slavery. He said, how is it the white Christians were able to justify owning another human being? Right? It went against everything they believed. The only way a white Christian could be brainwashed to own another human being is to be convinced that black human beings were less valuable than white human beings.
And in fact, in our Constitution, that was...
It was
written into the Constitution.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. it was very clear. Yeah, so, I mean, that's very clear. It was the spirit. And so I think it helps us understand the problems of today. Some people say, well, slavery's gone. I didn't own slaves. Why is it? But he says that you have to understand the difference between the narrative and the thing that the narrative sits on, right? So we toppled slavery in 1865, and that is good. That's meaningful. That's not insignificant, right?
Yeah.
But he says, on the other hand, the narrative that allowed for it to exist in the first place has never been addressed in our country. It's never been called out in a really direct kind of way that can lead to healing. And I think you can see the same narrative that allowed for slavery is in our school system. It's in our real estate system. It's in our health education system, right? It's the narrative is still there. And until we collectively learn how to see it and then collectively have the will to confront it, I think what you're saying is right. We'll make some progress here, but it'll just pop back up in a different way because evil is clever, right? It'll reincarnate.
Yes,
until you call it out and bring it out into the light. You can't defeat it. And so I think that idea of the narrative of racial difference that allows for these systems of inequality to exist and grow, I think that's a key piece of ultimately winning this battle someday.
I tell you what, I truly appreciate you for being on the front lines, helping us fight this battle and fight it the way God wants us to. White Awake, an honest look at what it means to be white. Daniel, where can others get your book?
It's on the Amazon website. It's on the website of the publisher, University Press, on Barnes & Noble, Goodreads. So I think most places you can get a book. Wide Awake is there.
Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, it is truly a great book. I encourage you, regardless of your ethnicity, to pick this up. White Awake, an honest look at what it means to be white. He gives truly an outstanding approach to ethnicity, to this whole issue of race, to the issue of humanity, to the issue of oneness, us coming together the way God originally made it and planned it. Thank you so much again, Daniel, for what you're doing. I thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate you.
I can't tell you what an honor it is to be in this space here with you, and I really appreciate your encouragement and inspiration. Thank you for hosting me.
Quite welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, till next time.
The power to make the peace we long to know.